Let's pick up Michael in Portland, and he's got a question about weight, and he's also had some head trauma. Are you there, Michael?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and how old a man are you?
I'm 60.
Okay, and how much do you weigh?
Well, I'm morbidly obese. I'm 300 pounds.
Okay.
I have a lean body weight of 198.
Okay. So you ought to be about 200, and you're about 300, okay?
Yes.
And are you tired of this? You ready to fix it, or you want to keep dancing with this nonsense?
Sir, I am sick and tired of it.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm going to tell you that I'm pretty fed up with these stupid diet things that are available. I'm going to tell you that if you want to win, there's two or three things that have to happen. The first thing that has to happen is you have to decide that food is not going to be your reward for anything. Food is going to be a fuel. Okay? The second thing you're going to do is you're going to get a diet, and what I would do is I would call the order line and ask them for a diet for a Kapha body type. And this diet will tell you every fruit, every vegetable, everything to eat, and you make a decision right now, that's all you're going to eat. I can tell you, when I was 29 years old, I hit 208 pounds, okay? The elevator didn't work in a small building, and I was in Long Island City, so I ran up the stairs, you know, because I used to play football, and I used to be pretty fit, and it was three flights of stairs, and I got to the third flight, and I felt my heart hitting my rib cage, and I started to sweat and feel sick, and I slumped down on the floor, and I thought, oh, my God, I'm going to die of a heart attack running up these three flights of stairs. I said, God, if you don't kill me today, I will never be overweight again. And I have lived to that for more than 30-something years, okay? But here's what I decided. My family rewarded us with food. No more food rewards. Food became fuel. And what do I need to eat, okay? And so what I do right now is I make a drink. And I would say I have almost exclusively fruit in the morning, and I make a drink. As soon as I have some hunger, I use this drink. It's Slim Body Whey with a lot of extra things added to it, which are all available to you, and you call the order line, and they'll explain that to you. And that drink carried me till nightfall. Nightfall, I would eat a salad, and I would eat the foods that work for my body type. I'm a Pitta body type. Okay, you're almost for sure a Kapha body type because you gained way more weight than I did. And to this day, I still hold the same weight, 178. Okay, so it's doable, and you need to learn. There's a document you want to ask the order line for. It's 10 Secrets of Great Health, and this says, you know, you don't eat after 7 o'clock at night. You make some rules, and there's a little 16-year-old guy inside there with you, and he's never gotten any older. And the only thing he understands is absolutes. So if you say, I'm going to try, he laughs. Nothing's going to happen. But if you say, hey, here's how it's going to be, Junior. If I don't have my supplements, if I don't have a digestant, I don't eat. If I don't have the right food, I don't eat. So that after a couple, 3 days of missing meals, believe me, the conduct of little Michael Jr., the 16-year-old hidden inside, is going to be reformed to a level you have no concept of. Okay? So if you call the order line, they're going to help you. Also, there are a number of things that we've proven in studies. One study done in San Antonio where we had more than 68 people from 40 to 69 that couldn't lose weight by any program or any other way, and we put them on Slim Body Whey as a drink in the morning and adaptogen. And in your case, I would take about 6 adaptogen at breakfast, and we gave them Slim Body Whey, and they would take 4 tablespoons, and then they would add to that 2 more tablespoons of Quantum Whey. And this was then sweetened with whatever fruit on the Kapha body type would be okay for you. So normally bananas are okay. So you could throw a couple of bananas. This is a decadent, thick, very satisfying player. The other thing is we got to get a lot of water into you. So you have to have a minimum of 100, but I would prefer 150 ounces of water a day. And this will help to flush all of what's going on. Now, you've had a head trauma, so that tells me almost for sure that we've got a problem with pituitary. And if that's the case, you will have continued problems with weight control. The Ortolan can try to talk you through mud packing, but if it's difficult, you can see a QRA practitioner up there. They can test, find out exact fluid, exactly what you got to do. It's an old one, so if you do try to do it on your own, you're going to have to do your hands and feet first. And if there's a vaccination on the arm, you're going to have to do that. Then you're going to be able to go up and do the sight on the head, and if it's more than 10 years old, which I suspect it's probably 30, you're going to have to do it and the very center top of your head called governor vessel 20.
That's where the injury is.
Okay, well, that's easy. Then you only have one sight to do. But that sight controls the connection of every point in the body to the brain. So it's really a bad spot to get hurt. But this is your opportunity to turn adversity to your advantage. So I made notes on these things. If you buzz the Ortolan, I'm sure they're going to give you a hand. Remember that 10 secrets and start living differently. And believe me, this is beatable, okay? I've had probably more than 200 or 300 people that lost 100 pounds and didn't gain it back. Okay? See, I'm not impressed that you lost 100 pounds. What I'm impressed with is 5 years later, 10 years later, you still got the weight under control? Now I'm impressed. And that's what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you making a lifestyle and a psychological change, and everything that comes in the house changes. Okay, buddy?
Okay, can I give you one quick compliment?
Sure.
My total cholesterol was 315.
Okay.
I went on the quantum heart nano, excuse me.
Oh yeah.
And I went on the gallbladder nano.
Oh yeah.
And in 1 month, it went down to a total of 177.
Whoa, so fantastic.
You're my new idol.
Well, you see that it's nutrition that really works. That's the difference.
Amen, brother.
You know, it's so frustrating. There's so many people on the air and so many products sold that are always the finest. And it's really sad that we as a nation have lost so much integrity. It embarrasses and humiliates me. But I'll tell you, it is not my goal to die the richest guy. It's my goal to see us turn back the tide of devastation from the abuse of our food supply, and our food supplements. That's why I'm on the air here. And also, we have to stop looking to critical care. We have the best critical care on the planet, our allopathic or medical doctors, but we're asking them to deal with chronic illness when they're trained for critical care. This is not fair or right to them, and it's devastating our population. So that's the other reason I'm on the air. Okay, so thanks for your call, and give me an update here in a month or two as to how you're coming, okay?
I sure will. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Bye now.